Dictation for Margaret Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, November 2859. Address as a letter to Dr. Kurt K. U. R. T. Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, 817-4601. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Margaret. Chronic kidney disease. Last visit October. No hospital visit. Some degree of frequency, urgency. Large volume of urine, isolated back pain, no cloudiness or blood, stable incontinent, no fever, no nausea, vomiting, or bowel problems, has morbid obesity, uses a walker, no falling episode, stable edema, denies fever, has chronic dyspnea, using oxygen 2 liters at night and as needed. Denies sleep apnea, minor lightheadedness but no fainting, doesn't check blood pressure at home. There is no prior history of deep vein thrombosis. She's been told about venous insufficiency, supposed to be wearing compressing stockings. She has prior aortic valve replacement of bicuspid aortic stenosis. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Eliquis, high dose of Demadex potassium, pain control with Tramadol, recently added Jardiance. Next paragraph, weight 297, blood pressure by nurse 135/83. Lungs are clear. No pericardial wrap, there is morbid obesity, does have edema, today not wearing the compressing stockings. Has an increased stool from the valve replacement, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry from January, creatinine 1.06. Which is baseline or improved, anemia 11.2, low MCB 71, probably iron deficiency, a normal white blood cell platelet, a normal sodium, potassium in the normal low, bicarbonate elevated from diuretics, a normal albumin calcium, GFR in the upper 50s, which is a stage 3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD is stage 3. Appears stable. There is a strong component of high dose of diuretics for underlying congestive heart failure. No evidence of pulmonary edema or respiratory distress. The low potassium metabolic alkalosis from the high dose diuretics. Concerned about anemia with a small red blood cells, probably iron deficiency. Iron studies will be updated. She mentioned prior EGD and dilatation of the esophagus, but no malignancy. She had a poor experience with prior attempts of colonoscopy, the bowel cleansing preparation gagging her and makes her severe vomiting. She will never do a colonoscopy again. Anticoagulated, but she denies active bleeding for underlying atrial fibrillation pacemaker. Preserved ejection fraction. stable aortic valve replacement, presently tolerating Jardiance, monitor for side effects of infection, all issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation,